Before we go through the Ma'aseh Sheni Sugya, I'd just like to clarify and add some hesber to the Matan Ephraim from yesterday. I feel it's a Yosaitis to Matan Ephraim, and that's why it will be important to understand. And again, the bottom line of the Matan Ephraim was that a Gadol HaSemech al Shulchan Aviv, who Rabbeinu Tam holds has a Din Katan, can receive gifts from other people, amanas shein lavicha rishasbay, that works, but cannot receive a gift from his own father. And in Svara, if you just thought, that seems to be an inconsistency. That seems to be a problem. How is it that from his own father he can't receive, and from someone else he could receive? So yesterday I mentioned basically the lashon of the Matan Ephraim in explanation, and I left it at that because I didn't want it to get more confusing. But today I'd like, I hope it won't be more confusing, it'll be more clear, a little more hesber and how it could be. If you have to explain to someone why a Gadol HaSemech al Shulchan Aviv can't get from his father and get from someone else, how would you explain that? In there's an Imre Maisha who's explaining a different nekuda of this sugya. But his basic concept would be the following. A Gadol HaSemech al Shulchan Aviv be'etzem has his own yad, has his own kinyanim, except the only thing is things that his father could possibly own, anything that his father could possibly own, for that he doesn't have a yad. Something that his father cannot own, no problem, he has a yad. Something that it's possible his father could own, for that he has no yad. That's the rule. How do we apply that? Most things his father could own. If you go on the street and you find a matan, you find a mitzia, so a Gadol HaSemech al Shulchan Aviv, he doesn't have a yad, it goes to the father. If he gets a matana, the father could own it. So he has no independent yad, he doesn't have a yad of his own on anything his father could own. What's the one thing that his father cannot own? What's the one thing? Huh? The mom of this. The one thing that his father cannot own is if someone gives him a matana, amanas shein la'avicha rishusba. Someone comes over to him, I'm giving you a gift, amanas, that your father doesn't own. So now either it is a matana and the son owns it, or else it's no matana and it goes back to the giver. The giver is saying, I'm giving you this, amanas shein la'avicha rishusba. This thing, his father can't own. His father has no shaykhis to it. So it works. Why? Because if a son, Betzim, he's a gadol, he has a yad. Just something that his father could possibly own, he can't be kind of for himself. Something that his father can't own, someone else gives it to him, I'm not shein lavicha rishusbay. So then that could work. But the father says, I don't want to own it. The father says, I'm not interested in owning it. So someone else gives it to the son, so the son is kind of. So someone else could give a matana to the son, amidah shein lavicha rishasbay, and the son is kind of. However, for the father himself to give something to the son, that the Matan Ephraim says he can't. Why? Why can't the father himself give something to the son? Because the thing the father is giving the son, if the son doesn't own it, then the father does own it. It is something that the father has a shaykhis to. Because it's the father's right now. He's trying to give it to his son. So something that the father owns and he's trying to give to his son, hayyais, it's something that he could own. So on that, the son has no kinyanim. Klapei the father, the son has no kinyanim. It's a very glass of svara.
Just like on the saying,
If I own something, I say I don't want to own it, it doesn't become not mine. If I have something, I don't want to own it. I go over to someone, and he does a kinyan. So two possibilities. Either it's a kinyan and he owns it, or it's no kinyan and I own it. My not wanting to own something which I own from yesterday doesn't make it not mine. What? His son picks it up. So his son has no yad in something which, if he has no yad, it belongs to the father.
And
This item either belongs to the son or to the father. Whenever it could belong to the son or the father, it belongs to the father. The son has no yad to be mafkia things from his father's rishus.
The father thinks I don't want it.
But the saying doesn't make it Isis. The only thing I can make it Isis is the son's kinyan, the son's taking ownership. And for that, the son doesn't have a yad to be kind of things that would otherwise belong to the father. That could be
the father's only kinyan.
That father owns it now is the problem.
Why can't be my dad?
If you own something, your mother and not, it's still yours.
And your mafkir.
It can be mafkir. If the father wants, it can be mafkir. And then when the son picks it up, it will become the father's again.
Give it to the son.
Mother and not doesn't change. Mother and not only means he can't have enough from it. It's still his.
Right. It's still his.
So what's mother and not going to help?
Because now that he's giving it away, he can't take it back.
Yeah, but he can't give it away in the first place. You could be, if you own something, your mother has no. You really could be kind of something your mother has no from. You can't kind of something that's also bound to the Rashi says. Something that for individuals, mother has no from, it's always possible for him to be mother has no. It's shayach to have no from it. So. Yes?
Why is the father giving him a son and he doesn't someone else giving him a son and the father giving him a son?
The difference is that when the father gives the matana, if the kinyan is not chal, it belongs to the father. When someone else gives the matana, if the kinyan is not chal, it belongs to someone else. The difference is that the son has no yad for anything which the father could own. It's not a din of kibud avayim, it's not a son and covet. The father is willing to let the son have it. But me, Michael, doesn't change ownership. Mechila doesn't change ownership. Mechila switches it. What? If someone else gives a matana, if the father, see the word, we can use the word mechila, it means the father is saying, I don't want to own it. You can't give something to someone against his will. So the father is saying, I don't want to own it, so now Ivade won't own it. Because you can't give something to someone without unless the kaina is masking to own it. So the father says, I don't want to get ownership, that's good enough. But if the father already owns it, he says, I don't want to own it tomorrow. That's saying I don't want to own it tomorrow is nothing. You need a kinyan to not own it. If it's someone else's, you can just refuse it. But if it's already yours, you have ownership in it. You can't say, I don't want it. What does it mean, I don't want it? But anything that the son gets, if you want to know if it's one step or two steps, it won't matter in this case. Which way is it fair? It could work both ways. But the whole point is that the son doesn't have a yad in anything to take anything away from his father. He doesn't have a yad to take things away from his father. He doesn't have a yad in anything the father could have a shaykh to.
What's that agreement that if I'll be son of my children,
so it's a kind of the Rabbana that the son doesn't have an independent yad. His yad is his father's yad. That's the lashon of that. I'm coming to shed light on Machna Frayim, not say differently. Machna Frayim's words, well, the father's yad and the son's yad is the same. That's what he said. There's no Maisa King, it's the same yad. Just trying to explain it, why when it copies somebody else, it's not the same yad as the father. So this would explain that. The Lamaisa is, if somebody wants to be Yetzer Rabbeinu Tam Shita, if somebody buys a lulav or an esrik, or if somebody buys a chasna ring, It would be preferable. I'm not saying you have to be Yetzer Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Tam is Yeshayimim. It's Machna Frayim Schumra in Rabbeinu Tam. But Lamaisa, if you want to be Yetzer the Machna Frayim, you would have to, either the son should buy the ring, or the father should give the ring to someone else, and then the someone else should give the ring to the chassan. That's the way it would, if you want to be, Minogalim is not this way. I'm not sure that you have to be Yetzer Rabbeinu Tam. I'm not sure you have to be Yetzir Machna Frayim Schumer or Rabbeinu Tam. It's not for the fact that Rabbi Kidega brings it down, as I told you yesterday, in Hilchos Lulav. I would think the Machna Frayim, maybe it's a Chiddush. It sounds like a very big Chiddush, but it's not Lamaisim. Rabbi Kidega apparently holds it in Lamaisim. So certainly it would be better. It comes out of shul, it would be better to take someone else's lulav and esrog and not your father's lulav and esrog. You take your father's, with the machna frayim, you're going to let someone else shulchan aruch, it doesn't apply. And if you take someone else's, then it would apply. So, so now guys, in shulchan aruch, he just says, l'inya gala sel shulchan aruch, ayin, he says it's one other thing, and he says, ayin shin samach gimel, the place where it's an erevin. Then he says, I am Machna Frayim Siman Beis.
What's the problem?
You can't resolve something. You can't, you don't resolve. I mean, absolve. So he removes himself. You can't take something of yours and say, I have no Rishusim. It's still yours. You can only do it with a kinyan. Without a kinyan, if you own something, I don't want it, I don't care about it, it's still yours. Still yours, it doesn't matter. If you say I don't care about something and someone takes it, he's got it. I mean, if you're not knocked, but he could take it, but it's not his. What? Father, if he wants to sell something to his son, is a gala son of a shulchan aruch. He's missing a ma'aseh kinyan. That's right. Well, although by definition, gala son of a shulchan aruch certainly implies that the son is son of a shulchan aruch. The son has his own financial affairs. No, if you own something, you say I don't want it. It's not hefker. You have to make it hefker. So machlekes, you can need hefker b'fnei shleisha, or it's not hefker in front of one person. But they'll go to the father. If the father said I don't want to be kainid, now the father can make it hefker. The son can pick it up, but when he makes it hefker, someone else can take it too. He can't make it hefker just for his son. Hefka has to be hefka to everybody. So that's the Machna Frayim you said. Let's see, the Gemara goes through here this little bit about Maisa Sheni. Let's see the Gemara. Rami Dramea Dramea, Rami Drabana Drabana. Titania. Ein Isha Paida Maisa Sheni Belechaimish. The Chachamim say that an Isha, we're talking about a married woman. It's Pashtus, if she's a single woman, she's like anybody else. If a married woman wants to be paid the ma'isa sheni which grew in her husband's field, she has to pay a chaimish. Okay, you all know that the bailim pay a chaimish; anybody else doesn't. So the isha is the din like bailim according to the chacham. Shemir lazaimer, shemir meyer, isha paid the ma'isa sheni b'loy chaimish. Isha doesn't have to give a chaimish when she's paid. She's like a different person. And it's not considered her money, so there's no problem. Hechidam. Ilema b'zuzi debal or ma'isa debal. That line's easy, right? If it's zuzi debal or ma'isa debal, so of course, the chusi debal ka'avdo. If it's the husband's money, the husband's pay, there's nothing to talk about. If I have, you have to give a chaimish. Ella. Now here's where it gets complicated. Ella b'zuzi dida ma'isa didei. Now we'll learn like Rashi. We have here Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, what the Girsa is. So let's learn first like Rashi and then like Taisus. Okay, Rashi's Gairis, Bezuzi Dida, Umaiser Dide, that, what does it mean, Zuzi Dida? On the Simulog money. Okay, so what's the Simulog? So we mentioned 2 days ago, the Simulog is money that she owns when she comes into the marriage. Well, not that when she comes in. While she's married, she yarshin something. So really it's hers, and the same the Karen belongs to her. The Peiris belong to the Baal, and again Zuzei Dida. So the her money, the Gufa money is hers. The Peiris of that money belong to the Baal. Now she's taking some of that money and being paid to his Meisen. So what's the shayla? How do you look at this money she's using? What's she using? She's in the keren. I'm the same look. That money is hers, but shayach to the husband. It's her money, but it's shayach to the husband. So how should we look at that money? So Rashi learns that Isha Amarachman of Laisha, the Torah is Memayit, that she doesn't pay a chaymish. Which means what? The Torah is Memayit, she doesn't pay a chaymish. The Torah is saying that that money is considered her money. The Nichsei Malug money, which her husband has a right to use, the Torah is Mechadish, that that's considered her money. This is the way Rashi learns. So therefore, like Rashi, you do not pay a chaymish. It's her money, you do not pay a chaymish l'kulyam. The Gemara is saying, there's no machlokes for Meir v'Chachamim, if it's Zuzinida and Peris Didei, since the Nichsei Malug money is her money, Shulayisha, you don't give a chaymish. Now Tosfos argues. Tosfos holds in this case you do give a chaymish. Tosfos, in the last three lines of Tosfos Ella, he says, Loi Nehira, the Kiva Shamber Shusai, Mashakan Sishakana Baila, Kazuzi Dide Hashim. So that means Tosfos holds that the Nichsei Malug money, while she's married, is Chayiv B'Chaymish, if you pay them. So who holds the Nichsei Malug is more like the husband's? Tosfos, right? Right? In this case, yet she's Tish, there's Nichsei Malug money. Because money is it's hanging money. It's money which the husband uses, calls him on to marry. They may be married 50 years. She may die before him. So he has, for all practical purposes, bailus on it. But really, she's the bailus on the same look. So how do you look at that? Rashi holds, you look at it, that it's her money. Ishvala Yisha, there's no chaymish. Tosfos holds, no, it's his money. Hayais, it's his money. So if you pay them with this money, you do have to give a chaymish. And also, Tosfos is no machlokes. This is not a machlokes Remei the Chacham. It's machlokes Rashi Tosfos. They're both saying this is so pashit. Tera the Chacham and Remei don't argue about it. And they seem to be arguing in how you look at Nichsei Malug money. That seems to be the side of the machlokes. Rashi looks at Nichsei Malug money as her money. And Tosfos looks at the same little money as his money. What? First case is whether it's his money. No, so that's why Tosfos can have a different gear. Since Tosfos holds this way, he's going to have a different gear than the second part of the money. He holds Tosfos the same as the first case, right? Alright, now. Tosfos does ask one kasha on Rashi before he gets to Tosfos Pshat. In the second line of Tosfos, Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. Kasha Rabbeinu Tam, again, like Rashi. Rashi says it's talking about Nichsei Malug money that's being used to be paid to his Meiser. So it's Rashi, Tosfos, Kasha Rabbeinu Tam. Lo Yehoya Lo Yelahazkir Ishvi Shaklal. According to Rashi, why can't she, when she's paid to, why doesn't she add a chaymish? It's nothing to do with Ishvi Isha. Have a leil meimim. Me ma'isroi amarach barav alay me ma'isach haveirai. You're just saying it's not his money. It's ma'isach haveirai. His wife is haveirai. It's ma'isach haveirai. This place is cash on Rashi. How would you answer the kasha? This cash will place a very posh deterrent, no? Places is asking that if I know ma'isroi and I ma'isach haveirai, so I automatically know, so that means Chaveri doesn't put a chaymish, so I automatically know, and they'll say, look, you also don't give a chaymish. What? Why? Better. I think it's so posh, I'm surprised that no one's happy. What? It's true. Again, what's the case? We're talking about Nichsei Malug. She's being paid to Nichsei Malug. Let's say you would ask me a shayla. If a woman takes Nichsei Malug money to be paid to her husband's Meiser, what's it is? I would tell you, it says Meiserai, but like Meiser Chaveirai. So it's somebody else. You don't give a chaymish. What would you tell me? Maybe this is different because... What? Because this is... And the money is, this is the same love money. This is the same love money. What's going on here with the? Of course, it's not the same as Meisrei. If it's Meisrei Chaveirai, you have money and I have Peiros. You'll pay that mine, no chaydish. My wife is taking the same alug money. Now you could say the same alug is like chaveira, but it's not 100% the same as chaveira. Chaveira is money the husband has no use of. Savad is separate money. The same alug money is money that the husband could use. What? It doesn't belong to the Baal. So now Tysus holds, remember Tysus is going to hold up his svara, it is considered the Baal. Right? Because Tysus is going to say at the end of Tysus. It's considered the Baal. Rashi says it's considered the woman's. So Tysus and Rashi, the Rashi Shita is so poshut you don't need a pasuk for it. I don't understand. Rashi could say, well, is it sad to say vicarious? You Tysus yourself hold vicarious. Right, Tysus himself holds the same log as Nandisi Chaveira. Tysus himself holds Vaker. So Rashi will say, I bam this hold, it's the woman's money. But I need a pasuk to teach me that because there will be a svara to say that it's the husband's money. Like Tysus bam this holds. Tysus bam this holds is the husband's money. So, but in Rashi's pshat, it's one thing to say, look, Tysus respects Rashi. Rashi has a shita, Tysus has a shita. But to say that Rashi Shita is so poshut that I know for my Israel, like my Sechavei, right? I don't need a pasuk for it. Yeah. Kashas doesn't make sense. Kashas, why do I need a pasuk for it? I can learn from my Israel. But like Rashi, it has to be that it's so poshut that it's like Chavei, right? I would think, what?
But there's no Rashi
for Rashi holds it. But why can Rashi say, I have two psukim? One pasuk for Maisa Chaveirai, which is totally separate from the owner of the money. And now I need a second pasuk for a case of Nisim Lug, where the money is only partially separate from the Bala Paris. Why can I say I need a separate pasuk for that? The Rishash says this as a teretz on Taisus Kashin. It's a davar amistaver that like Rashi, taka woman is the same alug money as her money, but still I need a separate pasuk for it because it's far the bigger chiddush than mamin chaveirai. Mamin chaveirai is mamish separate from him, and the same alug is not totally separate. It's mostly separate, but it's not totally separate. He has use to the parents. So the Rishash answers that lechayra like Rashi can answer Rabbeinu Tam's kash. At any rate, this is Rashi Shita, Agirsa, Zuzi Dida, Meister Dida. Move on to Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Where's Rabbeinu Tam? Oh, different Girsa. Rabbeinu Tam is Gairis, Zuzi Dida, Meister Dida. Rabbeinu Tam says that ladies don't have a din of Chaimish. Period, Gzeres HaKosef. Ladies, on their own payris, even if she's not married, she's a Pnuya. Or Grusha and Almana. She has her own payers, her own money. Women don't have to pay a chayvish. No svara, there's a kasa. Ish v'lay isha. Just like an isha doesn't put on fillin, so too an isha doesn't pay chayvish. That's Taisa Shita. So Taisa has a different girsa, so you can't ask kashas on Taisa's girsa if you have that girsa. It means the Gemara says it's there's a kasa. It's not totally a svara. So it's very glad. Ish v'lay isha, that's Taisa Shita. In Taisus brings that there's a brisa teres kainim and parshas bahar in yigal ishmi maisri la rabbi sasayisha. So Taisus says, what do you mean I have a pasuk to be marba women for maisa sheini? So Taisus says it's coming for something else. That's coming that a woman could do pidyon. It's nothing to do with chaimish. It's a different zeres hakasim. The Rashba and the Ravid learn. Because they learn like Taisus, just this prat, they say that the pasuk l'rabbi sasayisha, what does it come for? They say l'rabbi sasayisha comes to be marbed nisay malug. That a woman with nisay malug, when she's paid the husband, she must pay a chaymish. So a woman is pasuk from chaymish all cases, except a riboy, when she uses nisay malug and her husband's payris, she has to give a chaymish. So halacha, the Rashba and Taisus are the same. Just the Rashba says Xeris HaKos. So let's recap the three shitas. Rashi holds a kula and a chumra. Rashi holds a woman on her own peiris, Avada does give a chaydish. So in that case, Rashi is machmir. A woman, let's say a single woman on her own peiris, does give a chaydish. But Rashi holds, Nichsei Malog, you do not give a chaydish. Nichsei Malog, on your husband's peiris, you do not. Taisis holds Saker. A woman on her own peiris, you do not, does not. A Nichsei Malog case, on the husband's peiris, you do. How do you know that? How do you know Nisim Malog and a husband's peiris you do? Taisa tells it to Svara. The Rashi holds it Xeris HaKasif. But the Halacha, they both argue, they both hold the same sheet. Rav Shach, the Avi Ezri, asks that Nisim Malog, the whole concept of Nisim Malog, is a din takana derabana. The whole idea of requiring that a husband and wife intermingle all their financial affairs, that's all derabanan. Min haTorah, a woman has her own money, a woman earns money, she has money. Min haTorah, a husband doesn't have to beyond whatever the chiyuvim of Sherek Sosva'ayna, which are his chiyuvim min haTorah, he doesn't have other chiyuvim. There are many chiyuvim derabanan added to Pikdaina, Kfurasa. There are a number of chiyuvim mamin that the Chazal added 10 chiyuvim from a husband to a wife, and in exchange a wife's earnings go to a husband, and the simulog, the parents of simulog, it's all takanas to Rabbanan. So Fretz Rav Shach, if it's all the Rabbanans, what is the Rashba saying? L'rabis the Sayisha is coming from the simulog. You can't say a pasuk is coming from the same malug. The same malug, no such thing as the same malug in our Torah. The Rashba and the Ravid learn that Yigoyel Yigoyel Ishmi Ma'israel, the Rabbi says Isha, is Marbe and Isha. That when she uses the same malug on her husband's payrus, she has to give a chaimish. In our Torah, there's no such thing as the same malug. It's all a takana derabanan. It's about the Gakashna. Right? I don't know. If we're stuck, I guess we'll have to say something like that. I don't know. Why didn't he ask the same kasha on Rashi? And I learned this. The Rashach brings down Taisa's Shita and Rashi's Shita and the Rashba's Shita, and he asked the kasha on the Rashba. B'chayra, like Rashi, Ish v'loi Isha comes to be Mamayit the same alone. Right? Chaveirai, like Maisa Chaveirai, we know already. Ish v'la Yisha is memayit nichsei malug. Chayyur Rav Shach could have asked the same kasha on Rashi. It's a little funny to ask it on the Rashi, when the Rashi, not on Rashi. But like Rashi, Ish v'la Yisha is memayit that nichsei malug. You don't have to add a chaymish when you redeem with nichsei malug. Same kasha. What? Any money she has, min haTorah, she's just like chaveira. She's like anybody. Why? I would have a Havamina separately, because she's like a gufa, even though the money is separate money.
I think she's living with them, she's going to be benefiting from
the family, so it's
much more
reasonable to think that she's not. Okay, maybe that's why he doesn't ask him Rashi, because like Rashi, the Pasuk is saying that she's more distant from him, so I would think it's close. No, Rashi says the Gemara is talking. Elo bezuzi di da, they just say malug.
Okay, but when you bring down this Rashi, it says
that alright, maybe that's why it doesn't ask him Rashi. By Isha and Isha, anyway, I would think it's similar. Okay. Anyway, if Shach says a teretz on his kasha, that he bases it on a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara there says, learns in the Pasuk Lebeischa, that a man brings the bikurim that grow from his wife's field. If he has his wife's field, the same log, bikurim grow, he takes the bikurim, he's made bikurim, he brings the base of Migdash, and he does whatever you have to do. We learn that from the Pasuk Lebeischa, the family, that the husband takes the wife's bikurim and brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosfos in Gittin asks, what do you mean? Nichsei Meluga is a Derabbanan. Min HaTorah, the woman works in her own field, not the husband. How could you be marba that a husband brings Bikurim from a Pasuk? That only makes sense once there's a din Nichsei Meluga. So the husband works in the field, the husband comes up to Bikurim. So it makes sense. But Min HaTorah, the husband has no right to the field. The wife has a right to the field. So the husband is only any worker. So why did, how can you have a pasuk to be marba something before Nichsei Meluga existed? Emphasize this. Even before Nichsei Meluga existed, it was still the derech of a woman who gets married. It's the derech of people who get married that the woman brings in a sada and that their finances become mixed and the husband works in the wife's field. So Tosfos says that even before there was a takana of Nichsei Meluga, it's still the derech of husband and wife that they have one financial base. The husband makes the money and the wife spends the money. It's usually the way it works in most houses. Right? The husband is busy making money and the wife has to run the house, so she has to go out and buy whatever she has to buy. It's all one kupa. It's all one thing. So if it was the derech even before the takara of Nichsei Meluga for the husband to be the one who runs the field, who runs the business. So Mamela, the pasuk comes, Lebeischa, your home, your family. If your husband's working the field, he's the one that brings the bikur. Mamela, the same thing here. Sukt Rav Shach, what Tosfos says there by bikurim, the same thing here. We have a pasuk for Nichsei Meluga. Nichsei Meluga doesn't exist. The Teretz is Yinachinami. But nevertheless, we have a pasuk to be marba. Like the Rashba, go you go, the rabbi says to Isha, that even though what she brought in, she gave the husband to do work with, she has to be Meisav HaChaymish, but she gives everything to the husband to work with. Mishum Achi, she has to be Meisav HaChaymish. What?
Not possible.
Cool. That's what you mean.
Both the dots.
Yes, possibly only by a single woman. That's what this says. My Almana. Yeah, Nachinami. So that's the test. According to this Rashach, now look back at Kashal Rabbeinu Tam, and suddenly the Kashal Rabbeinu Tam makes a little more sense. Kashal Rabbeinu Tam, loy hayo loy laski ishu isha klal, avi loy meima maisrai, avi loy maisa chaveirai. Now, that Nichsei Meluga is really a derabbanan. Min HaTorah, there's only one thing. Yours, and you have a chavers. Tosfos Kasha, like this, fits a little better. The pasuk doesn't have to mention isha and isha any separately than maisrai and maisa chaveirai. Tosfos Kasha fits a little better from the time of the Rishash. That what do you mean? The simulog is different, right? The simulog is not be'etzem different. There's no other simulog in that time. At any rate, this is the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara fears Zeis. Elalavke gabdak le'acher mana v'amala amenasha tifti be'etzem aisem v'peshavinalu. Who holds that it works? Here we see that Remeya says, which way? Remeya says, Isha Paida B'lai Chaybish, which means that she's Kaina and not her husband. So you see, Remeya is the one who says she's Kaina, and not like he said before, that Kani Abed Kani Rabbe. Rabbaya Eipuch, Rav Amar. I want to point out to you, when you learn Shas, you'll notice very often, Amar Abaya change the Girsa, Amar Rav don't. It's not just Abaya says, you know, take an eraser and change a girsa and place it in your rub. It's really a machlaikis in shitas. The machlaikis in shita, what's better to do when you have a sharakite? To be matrik a sephara or to change a girsa? Which is a better thing to do? To be loyal to the lashon or loyal to a person's sephara? And that's a machlaikis in shas, Abaya and Rava, or Abaya and Rabba sometimes, if Rabba also disagrees with Abaya. You'll see very often in shas, Omer Abaya Epoch, and Omer Rava Faker. And Rav Chaim V'loshin
says that that's also the side of many machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. Generally, when you have machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi is more faithful to the language, and Tosfos is more faithful to the svara. That's why Rashi is always the pshat in the language, and Tosfos is willing to be matchik aloshin rather than to say them at namastavit. So this is generally a machlaikis, such a nekuda from Chaim V'Loshin, and a machlaikis in Rashi and the other Rishayim in Rashi and Tosfos. Right, let's see. Amar Abaye, Eipuch. Rava Amar Lailam Leitev. V'acha b'maisa dosa b'bein asha askina. And it's talking about money. What does it mean, bein asha? Rashi says it means that she inherited from the woman's house. Ramele tamei damar maisa mamin hegdishu. Olay koni lei baal. What does that mean? If you hold Maisa's mum in Hegdish, so the Baal doesn't own it, the woman owns it, and Mimela, she doesn't give a chaymish. The Baal is no shaykhis to it, like Hanilei Baal. It's mum in Hegdish. Rabbele Tamei, Dama mum in Hegdishu, the Hanilei Baal, and therefore what? And therefore it's the Baal's money, so therefore Hilkos Shukus the Baal Kavda, the Baal's money, then there is a chaymish. So that's the machlekes remain the Rabbanan. If it's Maisa Mamin Hedyin or Mamin Gavaya, this Gemara is talking in Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim. Where's this happening? This is happening outside Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim you can't be paid the Maisa Sheni. In Yerushalayim itself you can't. This is talking outside Yerushalayim. Later on Daflin Gimel Amid Beis, it brings down the same machlekes remain the Chachamim. Tosfos is mesupik if Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, if Ramei and the Chachamim argue. Is that machlokes dafka in Yerushalayim? Do I consider a Mamin Hegdish or Mamin Gavaya? Or is it even Chutz Yerushalayim? The Shar Melech, and I saw here in the Devar Shmuel on the Gemara, say that L'chayra, this Gemara, is a raya that the machlokes is even Chutz Yerushalayim. That even Chutz Yerushalayim, that even Chutz Yerushalayim, they have the machlokes. Let me just tell you what the machlokes is. The machlokes, if it's mamon gavaya, mamon hegdish, is number of nafkaminas. The marshal, if you take Maisa Sheni, right, Mitzvah Shem, Mashiach will come, or Maisa Sheni, we'll go to Yerushalayim. You bake chalas. Do you have to separate chala for a kayim? If you hold Maisa Sheni Mamon Gavaya, you don't have to give challah. If you hold Maisa Sheni Mamon Hegdish, then you do have to give challah to a kayim. Or let's say I have Maisa Sheni wheat, and my behema, my sachsim shor b'disha, my behema is threshing the wheat. Do I let the behema eat the Maisa Sheni? Or do I say my sachsim shor b'disha? Yeah, I have to let him eat it. Or I say no, my sachsim shor b'disha. It's not disha. It's Mamon Hegdish. And then if I carry it, I have to muzzle the animal. I can't let the animal eat the hegdish, mamon hegdish. So it's a machlaikis, mamon hegdish. What? I'm saying if somebody is mafishit b'shibalim, that's a machlaikis. It's the second machlaikis. The third nafkamina, I think it says be'ir nidachas. Hopefully that won't happen, but if you have ma'aser sheni be'ir nidachas, if it's mamon hegdish, it gets destroyed. If it's mamon gavaya, it does. I'll go put him, this is the machlaikis. Alright, there's no Sameach that learns out a halacha from this Gemara. Just shot in the Gemara, what was Yarshin in this Gemara? Da'asilam ebein Asha means what? That the Maisa Sheni was inherited from her father's house. A woman inherits Maisa Sheni. It was saying that the husband is now, if it's mum and hegdish, it goes to the husband, like all the same look. There's a shaila, if a woman gets married, she comes into the marriage. Now, if she comes into the marriage with a field, it's easy. She keeps the gufa field, the husband gets the payas. She comes in with a behema, it's easy. She owns the gufa behema. The husband gets the milk and the husband gets the babies, the pets. What happens if she comes into marriage and she owns a car? a car you can rent, so it's not a good enough. She owns a pot. Because of marriage, she owns a whatever it is. She owns a microwave oven. She owns a pot. Something which you can't really rent out. It's not going to make payris. You just use it. The payris is its use. And as you use it, it gets used up. Eventually, it becomes useless. You use it, you use it, you use it, until it becomes not usable. What is the din of Nichsei Malug in such a case where you have something that will be used up? Maybe a pot is a bad example. What about clothing? She owns towels. It's going to be used up. You use it a certain number of times, it becomes used. The Rambam Shita is that the husband uses it, and if it gets used and there's no Karen left, so be it. There's no Karen left. The payers are his, and if there's no Karen left, it's not his problem. Rashi Shita is no, there must be Karen left. He can use it, but as soon as it comes a time where the Karen is in danger of being used up, he has to stop using it. She has to be guaranteed some Karen. Tysus holds, the Rambam rather holds, she doesn't have to be guaranteed Karen, the husband could use it. Zotar Sameach, the Makar for the Rambam Shita is Agamara. In Agamara, she inherited Maisa Shani. What can you do with Maisa Shani? What are you going to do with Maisa Shani? You can only eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't sell Maisa Shani. It's also to sell Maisa Shani. What can you do with Maisa Shani? She inherits 100 pounds of flour. What are you going to do with 100 pounds of flour? You can only use it up. You can only bake a challah and eat it, or bake a cake and eat it. Our Gemara says that what she inherits, if you hold it to Maisa Hedyet, it goes to the husband. If you hold it to Mamin Hedyet, Maisa Mamin, it goes to the husband. Zok de Dar Sameach. The Dar Sameach is in Hilchis Ishus Perakov Beis Halacha Lamed Aleph. It says our Gemara is the Makar Shita Saramba, that if you yarshin something which can only be used up, there's nothing else you can do with it, that the husband has a right to it. Says this to Makar. He could use it up. What does it mean? I mean, he can eat, he can use the Maisa Sheni, he has to leave a small amount over for the woman. It's a little hard because by a towel, the whole towel still exists. If you use it, let's say a towel could be used 200 times. So if you use it 100 times, the whole towel is still around. It's hard to picture when you inherit something that's eaten. So Masei, he has to leave over some of it. The other of it, he totally eats. Normally, I would say the whole thing has to, the carrot has to be left. It can go down in value, but it has to be left for her. Maybe Rashi will answer that. Maybe Rashi will answer that he has to leave some. What? It could be normal food. If she comes in with food, you sell the food, and the cash is hers, and the payer is the investment. I mean, if it's a small amount of food, then I'm happy, then my food. But if she comes into the marriage with $10,000 worth of merchandise of food, you sell it, use the carrot in the family. Okay. Now, first of all, I'm going to have to stop a little early because I have a levaya to go to, unfortunately. But I would like to do chazara. We learned a lot of important yisaidis, which I don't want you to lose, especially in the beginning, the sugya of pinyanim. Slav yechazara shikhan. Chaim is nice enough to draw up a chazara sheet. If it's understandable at all, I'll make copies and just kidding. And we'll do chazara over Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Do chazara on the things. Chazara is if you're preparing for a written bechina. That way you do a good chazara. Whoever doesn't chazar should take a written bechina on this. And whoever does doesn't have to. But you chazar, like, you know, like you're going to be fired on it. Chazar, you should know it, not just the Gemara Rashi Taisis, but these, and be Iker, the Yisaidis we learn by Kinyonim, the Shas Yisaidis, please make sure the Chazar is there.